At the CTIC Conservation and Action Tour, I'm visiting with Marion Shire. And first of all, Marion, tell me what you do.
Well, my current job, I'm an agronomist with United Soils Incorporated. Previously, I worked 33 years with University of Illinois Extension as a crops educator and worked in Livingston County for 29 of those years. So locally, I'm, I won't say the expert, but I'm one of individuals locally that has a little bit of knowledge along those areas.
Well, I know you were on the steering committee for the Indian Creek Watershed Project, as we call it, and yesterday we had a little panel to talk about some of the results from that. How would you describe some of the results to this point for that project?
Well, you know, as far as results are concerned, whenever you have a short-term study, and this is so far we're in the third year of the process, you have, tend to have different weather conditions, different growing conditions, various things along the line impact the results of whatever study you're doing. And so we're in the third year and have had different types of projects each year. The first year we had three different programs underway. Second year we had seven. This year we have 13. So I try to encourage people to take all of the information that we gather from all of the various studies, all the various types of projects, and weigh that with the growing conditions and make, you know, determinations and decisions based upon those situations. Don't make any rash, drastic changes from one year to the next, because like 2012 was a drought year. So obviously you don't make massive production changes based upon a drought year when you're hoping for a more reasonable, you know, production season.
Because that's kind of the goal here with some of the work being done, or the projects out on these farms, is to see how different practices work, and then from that make decisions on ways to better manage your farm, not only from taking care of the ground and the farmland, but also to return on their investment they're putting into it too.
Well, you know, the issue is that we try to take the best information we have, make wise determinations and adjustments, and we're trying to make sure that you're keeping the soil healthy, making, you know, good management decisions on nutrient management, as well as the maybe incorporate some cover crops in. But, you know, the thing to keep in mind is that every situation is different than another one. And so you can't take a blanket statement from one location and automatically assume that it applies everywhere. So you need to use a little common sense and weigh the pros and cons and make adjustments carefully.
Well, a question that I've been on two of the tours that we've had so far in the watershed looking at the project, people seem to always want to ask, well, this is, you know, all the cooperation you've got with farmers and the other stakeholders in it. Looks like it's going very well. Is this a model that we can replicate elsewhere? But maybe the concept is valid, but those specific projects may not work in another part of the country, right?
I think the model is, you know, sound. Yesterday during the panel discussion, we were asked, you know, do we have a recipe for success? And basically, if you want to go back to a simple version of a recipe for success, is cooperation amongst many industries, many individuals, and many different organizations. And in this watershed in Livingston County, Illinois, we've had a tradition of many decades of cooperation between the various industries, between the various partners, various organizations. And, you know, if you've got a certain location where you don't have good communication, you don't have good rapport, you need to start with getting those things developed before you are instantly expecting, you know, things to change. So the big key here is cooperation and, you know, trying to work on communication.
Well, that's what I've seen, a real hallmark of this project from the time I've been able to be out in the field with it. So we're looking forward to seeing how it goes in the future. I know CTIC wants to continue that project, and we appreciate you, Marion, for taking some time to talk to us a little bit about it here at this Conservation in Action Tour. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.